Check, 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 mic check.
Mic check.
Purple pancakes, pickles, snakes, salamanders, sea creatures. The essence of the podcast episode today fits with the intro you just heard. Now, this is non-linear creation, a lab note from the future self. Hey, everyone, it's Dustin. Welcome back to T-Pal Labs. Today, I want to talk about something I'm actively living through right now. Not something I've figured out, but something I'm learning to operate inside of. It's the tension between flow and discipline, between alignment and execution, between letting something move through you and actually sitting down to do the work. Over the last little while, I've been exploring ideas around alignment, coherence, quantum metaphors, signals versus noise, all of it. And at the same time, I felt a very real pull to create, to produce content, to build long-term assets that actually matter. And a question kept coming up for me. Am I slipping back into old programming if I make a to-do list and start banging off tasks? Or am I avoiding responsibility by waiting for alignment to do the work for me? That question matters because a lot of us, especially high performers, have been conditioned to believe there are only two modes. Either you grind and force, or you float and wait. And that's not actually true. What I'm learning is that the real shift isn't about abandoning discipline. It's about changing the relationship to it. It's the distinction that landed for me. Structure isn't old programming. Using structure to manufacture worth is old programming. There's a difference between structure as a servant and structure as a master. The old version of me used productivity to stay safe, to stay ahead, to quiet anxiety, to prove momentum, even when the work wasn't aligned. The version of me emerging now uses structure to protect flow, not replace it. That's a big difference, because here's the truth. All the alignment, intuition, and quantum language in the world isn't going to write the podcast for you. It isn't going to hit the record. It isn't going to shape the message. And that realization doesn't mean alignment is fake. It means alignment chooses the what, and discipline executes the how. The mistake is letting discipline decide what matters. So here's how I'm working with this right now, in real time. When I feel energy to create, real pull, not anxiety, I don't immediately make a big plan. I don't optimize. I don't stack the tasks. First, I pause and ask one question. Am I organizing to express something alive or organizing to escape uncertainty? Your body knows the answer instantly. If it's expression, I proceed. If it's escape, I slow down. Then I do something very simple. I capture without commitment. I write phrases, fragments, half thoughts, questions, metaphors, no structure yet. That honors what's flowing without corralling it. Only after that do I ask, if I only expressed one thing today, what would relieve pressure? Not five ideas, not a content calendar, just one thing. Then and only then, I bring in light structure, a short list, three items max, a time box, a clear finish line. And here's the most important part. I stop while it's still alive. Old me pushed until depletion. Aligned me stops at coherence. That's how long-term assets get built without burning the signal out of them. So, if you're listening to this and feeling that same tension, wanting to create but not wanting to regress into force, here's the reframe that's helping me. I'm not buckling down to prove anything. I'm showing up to give form to something real. That single sentence changes everything. You're not choosing between discipline and intuition. You're learning to sequence them correctly. Signal first, essence second, light structure third, execution, stop, space. That's the operating system I'm experimenting with right now. And in the next part of this conversation, which I'll share in upcoming episodes, I want to go back through my journal the last 6 months. Not to analyze it, not to optimize it, but to notice patterns. The insights that kept repeating, the ideas that returned quietly, the questions that refused to leave. I'll share a few of the most meaningful signals that showed up and how they're starting to point toward what's next. For now, I'll leave you with this. You're not behind. You're not avoiding. And you're not slipping backward. You may just be learning how to let alignment choose the direction and discipline to honor it. I'll see you in the next one.